Yeah, now we're on to Guillermo del Toro's Cabinet of Curiosities.
How
which
many
is, like,
of those did you see? You know, what's funny is I think I saw four of them, but I only remember two.
I saw five, and I'm not sure I remember all of them. Because I started them over a week ago, and I kind of paced myself. Well, by the way, it's kind of like it's an anthology kind of series where you have different actors in each one. Some of the actors kind of repeat, but you have different directors on each one, kind of like Tales from the Dark Side.
And Guillermo del Toro does the wraparounds.
Right, and I think he should have directed something kind of like the Alfred Hitchcock deal where, I mean, it reminds me of Alfred Hitchcock, the way he introduces the scenes. I really like that cabinet that he has at the beginning.
That's really cool.
I think it was amazing. And I don't think it's like CGI at all. Anyway, he opens a different cabinet every time and talks about the story. Then he puts a little thing of the
little
figurine of the director.
Takes it out.
But I think that's one of the problems with this is the directors he picks. I think I'm getting that kind of. I don't know. My overall impression is it's really pretty. Everything's great. The way they shoot it, the way they edit it, everything's perfect.
Right.
But the way they come at it, I guess, I have a problem with it. The way that, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it.
I kind of like the couple of them that I
did like remember. A couple, yes.
I did like them a lot. I mean,
well, I wrote down which one was which. If it helps you. The first one was the guy at the storage locker.
Right.
Then there was Graveyard Rats, which was the
Graveyard
guy.
Graveyard Rats.
Yes.
Was
that's what I like too.
Absolutely amazing. That one all by itself. That one is worth watching, right?
that actually reminded me of Tales from the Crypt.
There was so much and the thing is there was so much about that one that made you feel like you were there, and yes. You had a problem, you know. And I mean, you as being the viewer, you've got a problem, right?
Yeah. No, that was a good one. Actually, I liked how that one was done, but I think like the first one, I was like, really? It's like, why would you start with this one? Because I'm just gonna like bail on it unless I have to talk about the series. Then I might watch more than one.
And which?
So the
one
second
is...
one, Graveyard Rats, pulled me back in, and then the next one was Autopsy, which. F. Mary Abraham is amazing.
Amazing. Now, the third one was
amazing. But the
autopsy,
I've always had trouble watching that.
The autopsy is like one of my...
They show a lot of it.
Yeah.
Of the cutting.
It is so... you know, it's funny. It is, now that you brought it back, all of a sudden I remember the whole second half of that.
Yes. Well, it gets interesting when he's... On his third body, I think. That's where you hear something.
Right, yeah.
That's where it gets interesting.
And then you're like, oh, wow. That did not go the direction that I thought it was going to.
And didn't that... See, what's interesting is each episode reminds me of a different series. Like, this is like Twilight Zone or like Outer Limits, maybe, kind of like that one.
No, it was definitely in Outer Limits, you know. And the one under the one under the earth...
the Graveyard Rats.
The Rats.
Tales of the Crypt Keeper, or
I gotta say, now that you're reminding me, the thing that got me the most is that the first. Now, which was the first one? Fourth one? What was the fourth one?
The fourth one was The Outside, which actually was probably my favorite one that I watched. Which was the lotion one.
I don't think that I actually.
It had
Kate
Micucci in it.
Oh,
and yes, I'm pronouncing her name right, Kate Micucci. She's the one that has that kind of high-pitched voice. She was on Big Bang Theory and a couple other shows. She does a lot of cartoon voices.
Right.
She has an amazing voice. Like, I'm jealous that I don't have a voice like that. Because I've been making so much money off of that voice. It's funny. I was watching DuckTales with my daughter today, and I was like, that's Kate Micucci.
And you got it, right?
And I looked it up, and it was Kate Micucci's voice. Yeah, she does one of the ducks on the show, obviously.
Yeah, no. I have to say that I really...
So you don't remember that one? That's the one where this lady was trying to fit in.
The first one I was... Oh!
And she was buying... She got talked into buying lotion by this...
Oh! That was pretty good. That's funny. Now that you mention it, I've seen more of these than I thought. And actually, I think I've liked every one of them.
And the last one I saw was the Pickman's Model, which is the artist... Who has the friend who makes the really creepy paintings that
Oh, right, right.
Well, that's where I stopped. I didn't watch the other. I think there's eight episodes.
I actually got as far as you did. I have to say, the first one was boring. The first
The
first one I didn't like, and I almost didn't.
I would have started it with Graveyard Rats.
Yeah, right. I mean, number one to me would have been Graveyard Rats.
Yeah,
because that one's amazing, right? You know, it's like.
And they maybe have Lot 36, the storage one, second. Part of that was they didn't really give that actor very much to work with, but I thought he was a little weak, the main character.
Yeah.
But the third one should have been the autopsy, and then do the.
The autopsy one, by itself, was such a great story, and then it wound up so well, you know.
That was very sci-fi-ish. That's what one thing I liked
about
that one.
It was very sci-fi-ish, yeah.
Kind of a little bit like Critters, actually.
Yeah, it was.
But no, the Mikuchi one, I think, is the one I actually like that one the best, because it almost felt like a good independent movie.
Right.
But with the really strange characters, like kind of like the Fargo type characters. And she did an amazing job, like just going through the transformation, I guess is the best way to put it.
Yeah. And there was a very interesting style to that. I mean, that one, see, all of these did have a, like you say, a very professional style, but also each one had a particularly manicured look, you know? And it's just spot on, absolutely spot on.
Yeah, so I mean, I think where it's weak is maybe, I mean, I wouldn't say acting. I think it's more like the writing or what they're given to work with. I don't know how to say that without trashing anybody, but I still like them. I still like all the episodes. I just really liked the Graveyard one and the Lotion one.
Yeah. Oh man, the Graveyard. Well, the Graveyard. Lotion and the autopsy.
Well, the model one was pretty good. So the one with the paintings was actually pretty decent. That was what's Dracula? It's kind of my brain is having trouble finding words lately. What is, you know, the gothic novel type stuff?
The feel of it. The feel of it was very.
Which I think they could have gotten a little bit more in the gothic direction with more shadows and stuff, but I liked it when they showed the pictures and what was happening to the main character was interesting, but I don't want to give anything away.
Cool. You got
some
go
great actors in it.
Yes, you got to go out and see it. It is really well done.
And check out Mikuchi. She is awesome. I actually recently saw, I was looking her up to see who she was. I was like, that name sounds familiar. And I saw a clip of Conan,
Yeah,
and she was talking to Conan, and she's like, "Yeah, my name actually is pronounced Mikuchi," and she said, "I've heard every joke, but I didn't realize until I was older that people were making these horrible jokes about it."
that they were worse than you thought,
right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, that's I can but see anyway. That in there.
But no, this has some really good actors in it. Check it out. There's one that's really knocked me. The one that played the husband of Mikuchi. I can't remember the actor's name. I think it was Martin Starr. I think that's who it was. Yeah, Martin Starr. He played the husband of the taxidermist girl. And he was in Freaks and Geeks, which I'm definitely a fan of. But he's right. The guy that wears glasses, and he kind of has the weird voice. Kind of like Napoleon Dynamite kind of look.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So he's kind of like that. But yeah, anyway, watch this series. I give it like a good solid like 4, I think.
I'll give it a 3.6 because there are things in there that but overall I think that they need to be taken on a case by case basis.
You know? Oh, definitely. No, if you took each episode, I think both of us would rate Graveyard Rats really high.
Oh yeah,
but Graveyard 36
Rats and the autopsy, man.
Like a 2 probably, right?
I'm just
the storage guy
there.
2. I did. One thing I liked about the storage episode was, you know, you're always talking about how things look bigger on the inside, right?
Right.
The storage lockers.
Right. Right. And you're going to tunnels and yeah, exactly. Yeah, just exactly that, right?
Where do I get a storage locker like that?
They're so easy to make on a stage.
But yeah, so I don't know. I mean, we didn't really do a stellar review of it, but we don't want to give anything away, so it's hard to.
Yeah. No, you definitely go see it, though. You know, it is really well worth it.
But I still prefer Tales from the Dark Side and Even the second Twilight Zone series is more interesting than this one, I think. But
yeah, well, that's just me. These are nicer done though.
I'm an '80s kid, so I mean,
yeah,
'80s. I even watched Outer Limits, but I wouldn't say it's one of the better series.
What are you watching in the background?
I've watched all those series, even Thriller, the one with Boris Karloff. Thriller.
Oh yeah, right.
The Night Gallery. Oh, this is a movie with. It's called Abraxas, Guardian of the Universe, and it has Jesse Ventura, the body, in it, and it's actually in public domain, so a lot of people, like, will take this and riff
little,
it. And
little pieces of it.
But I saw it, like, I saw it on TV recently, I'm like, what is that? Because he's not, I wouldn't say he was great in this, but I want to watch it now, so.
Yeah.
Anyway, maybe, I just thought it'd be an interesting background.
Yeah, maybe next time. You don't know.
That's true.
You don't know. Could be.
But so here's the plot. An alien policeman arrives on Earth to apprehend a renegade of his own race who impregnates a woman with potentially destructive mutant embryo.
Wait, it's The Hidden.
I was going to say, it sounds familiar.
Yeah, that sounds really familiar.
But I don't think there's a dog in this one.
Well, there should be. There should always be a dog in one. See what I'm saying?
I was just shocked to find a movie from 1990, I think it was, that was in public domain. And watch, I'll be wrong, and we'll get all kinds of, like,
there you go.
Yeah, warnings on YouTube, like, you guys are stealing stuff.
Yeah. Ugh.
So, no, I've talked about it.
So it's for
fair use, right?
Yeah, fair use.
I would say Jesse Ventura did a fine job running through the forest. See, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Seen that fire before.
So we need to come up with some good things. Like, I want to go back to some weird stuff. I want to find another Japanese movie with a torso in a bucket. I want to find another thing like that.
Oh my god. So great.
So I'm going to try to dig deep and try to find
I'll say I have a couple if you look under Screaming Mad George of his Japanese films, there's a couple of amazing ones where he did the makeup effects that, yeah, you'd love it.
Cool. Yeah, I think that'd be fun.
I'll send you the name of one of them.
That'd be a fun trail to go down.
Okay.
Even if it's briefly. Because, I mean, like, I was really disappointed with Maniac Cop. I was like, oh.
Yeah, that's yeah. I'm not, yeah, compare, it's, I had somebody, what was the heater one?
That's what I'm talking about, the battle heater.
Battle heater, I'm telling you something. I had a friend of mine compare a film that he worked on in Japan.
Oh, yeah?
Right? At about the same exact time that Battle Heater was out. And I said, hey, I got this weird film for you. And he goes, oh, he says, I got this weird film for you. He gave me that one. And I swear, an hour after, like, I sent him the link, he goes, this is the weirder film. He goes, by far. And I go, yeah, Battle Heater. You know what? Those are two words I have to say to everybody in the world. Battle Heater, baby.
Well, I'm still waiting for another cardboard one. David Amaze. David, whatever it's called.
Oh,
Dave
God
Made Amaze.
Damn, I went on the... Bill Watterson, you need to get on it, man. You got to do that thing.
I know. What's up with that?
I'm telling you.
I'll even help cut paper if you want somebody to cut. or glue. I'm good at gluing.
Yeah.
I've been helping my 5-year-old lately. So. Oh, by the way, our recent episode of Iga, I just noticed this yesterday, got over 8,000 views.
Really?
And so I think it's very clear that we are missing our audience.
Or we just lean ourselves that way, right? Yeah, let's do it.
Well, yeah, because RRR only got 7,000.
Really?
And Iga's more recent.
Well, find us another one, you dummy.
Well, I was trying to find I've been actually looking around for, like, a good horror or, like, sci-fi horror, like, that's Bollywood, maybe, which is really hard to, like, find.
Yeah, that's hard.
But Bollywood. I found one that was a horror movie that was at Bollywood, and I was like, yeah, I don't know about that one.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to find something that's quality. I would say stay Southern. Stay Southern, right?
But see, we haven't done any Bollywood yet, so I was like,
Yeah.
I'll look at the comments. Maybe somebody has an idea.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, man. See you later.
All right, have a good night.
Okay, you too. Bye.